So we thought it would be fun to take another peek or another listen to some of our earliest episodes of The Backstory. And we especially love talking about our fur babies. Are you with me on this? Is your dog your fur baby? You worry about what they're eating or if they're anxious. Maybe you even throw birthday parties for them or even buy clothing for them. Yikes. So how did your pup evolve from a man-eating wolf? I'm Patty Steele, from predator to fur baby in 20,000 years. Next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
We're back with The Backstory. Now, for us dog lovers, is there anything better than your best friend looking at you with those liquid puppy eyes? Science backs that feeling. Researchers say that when our dogs stare into our eyes, we have the same hormonal response that bonds us to our human babies. It's the release of that wonderful feel-good hormone, oxytocin. And dogs get their own blast of oxytocin when they look at us. Well, guess what? It is the only known hormonal bonding effect between humans and any other species. Now, experts say we didn't domesticate dogs. They did it to themselves because it got them what they needed. One dog expert at Duke University says dogs have literally hijacked the human bonding system. Okay, so let's go back maybe 20,000 years ago. You're part of a hunter-gatherer society, which means you hunt for meat, and then you find, like, wild veggies, fruits, and nuts to eat. But it's not a safe life. You're wandering through woods, jungles, and fields, searching for food. Predators, like wolves, are watching you day and night. Some of the wolves, though, notice something more valuable about you other than you being a quick meal. They watch your social interactions and the ability to feed and protect one another. And most importantly, they munch on your discarded leftovers. The friendly ones slowly move physically closer to you and eventually find a way to hit you up for food. Yeah, that's right. The first incidents of begging at the table or by the fire. And they notice as they get closer to you, you protect them and take care of them when they're injured or sick. We humans start to bond with them as well, because we notice that having wolves nearby and feeding them, at least if they're friendly, makes them like us, and they in turn protect us from other aggressive animals. Plus, they give us companionship. Over the course of thousands of years, these wolves change genetically. They develop facial muscles and characteristics that attract us. The ability to make those puppy eyes which wolves can't do. In fact, the bonding we do with our pooches through looking into each other's eyes is actually interpreted by a wolf as hostility. And these evolving wolf dogs begin to take social cues from us. Did you ever point at something and say, "Go get it, Bosco," and your dog actually follows where you're pointing? Wolves can't do that. Even our closest relative in the animal world, chimpanzees, can't do that either. Why? They just don't relate to us like dogs do. You can literally spend 24 hours a day with a wolf puppy, raise them really close to you, but they're just never attracted to people. They don't really want to be with people. They mostly want to be with wolves. Dogs are the exact opposite. Most of them naturally love and trust people, and even other animals. Over time, the genes that promote friendliness, which wolves don't really have, as well as those that give dogs breed-specific things like soft fur, fluffy ears and tails, the ability to help us hunt and to guard us, all evolved based on their need to please us and get a reward. On our end, it was based on our very desires for the perfect companion. We've also spent thousands of years sort of reinventing our dogs into everything from Great Danes and St. Bernards to little bundles of fluff like teacup poodles and Yorkies. But get this, some dog breeds share a bigger percentage of wolf DNA than others. Some are obvious, like Huskies and Malamutes, but there's one more breed that has more wolf DNA than almost any other breed. The tiny little fluff balls called Shih Tzus. How funny is that? We love these beings. In fact, our language shows how crazy about dogs we've gotten. The word puppy comes from the French word poupée, or doll. And archaeologists say that human beings began burying themselves with their dogs after their deaths as long as 14,000 years ago. Now that's love. At the end of the day, it is survival of the friendliest, say the experts. And that may explain why there are about 250,000 not very friendly wolves on Earth, but close to a billion lovable and loving dogs, 80 million of them in the U.S. alone. That desire to please is something dogs and a lot of humans cultivate in themselves, because ultimately, it's a path to getting what you want and to survival. So now, I think I'm going to go grab some treats and stare into both my dog's big brown puppy eyes. Hope you're enjoying the backstory with me, Patty Steele. Please, please subscribe. And if you have a story you would like me to dig into and share, feel free to DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our executive producer is Steve Goldstein of Amplify Media. We're out with new episodes twice a week. Thanks for listening to The Backstory, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.